For Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Morning News. First up, the Homer City Council rejected a proposal to update city road and sidewalk standards Monday night. Council members unanimously voted down the ordinance after the sponsors recommended more work on planning documents. Council members Parsons and Erickson said they'll work with city staff to resolve conflicts between road plans and construction standards before bringing the changes back. The city is moving ahead with a water infrastructure project. The council accepted a state loan for $1.3 million to replace a 60-year-old water main. The city won't repay the loan because the state program offers total principal forgiveness. The council adopted updates to the port tariff. A mortgage fee exemption for Seine and Works gifts expired at the end of last year. Starting in February, all vessels will pay mortgage fees. In other business, the council approved $32,000 to repair the Herc gym floor. That includes a $7,000 donation from the Homer Pickleball Club. The council also approved $10,000 for an accessible door at City Hall. A surcharge for a new sidewalk tractor dropped to $5,000 after a change in international tariffs. The council authorized a search for designers for a new loop trail above Karen Hornaday Park. The timeline for that search was amended to mid-September. State Senate President Gary Stevens briefed the council on the state budget, including discussions about sales tax and the permanent fund dividend. The council postponed a vote on city legislative priorities until February. The council will meet again Monday, February 9th. And in other news, Homer's John Bushell recently received several recognitions for a musical media construction, Swift Current Swimmer, reflecting the life cycle of salmon from their freshwater birth to return as mature adults. KBBI's Emily Springer spoke with John Bushell and has this story.
The composition, initially intended for Earth Day 2020, was orchestrated for strings and percussion. The film highlights Homer's music education program, Opus.
The idea was to make a video of that performance, but to tie it in to the life cycle of salmon. And the reason for that is the young people can't play much. They're just learning. They have been, were trained all year to do a simple rhythmic pattern. To me, that was the eggs dropping to the red. That started the music, and then I had visuals, and it was really, truthfully, a all-community project because there's Bjorn Olsen footage in there. There's Daniel Zatz footage, Chris Kincaid photography, Jen DePisa artwork, different artists, and so there. That's the visual of it. All the music is that performance that night of the adults. And it's, besides it mirroring the life cycle of salmon, which is so important to our community, even more important than that, I want to celebrate the fact that we might be the only community in America that puts a violin in the hands of every single K-2 student. And that's just that's the most wonderful thing. So our kids in our community are all getting music education right off the bat, and nothing more important.
Bushell explains some of the details regarding his skills and efforts at this particular music composition.
When I compose, it starts on the piano. And from there, I add colors. And the colors are the different instruments. When I first wrote the piece of music, I envisioned the KP brass band, and they would be at the place where the salmon are rushing upstream.
The musical piece was originally intended to include all the different bands in Homer, the KP brass band, one of the marimba bands, and the high school choir. There were originally going to be 200 musicians involved, but the project was influenced by the impact of COVID, and the whole thing was put on the back burner, Bushell said.
And then Kim Fine of Homer Opus, she approached me and said, hey, can you bring that music back and gear it towards, compose it for Homer Opus, for strings? And I love that task. So I changed the music, reorchestrated it for all strings and percussion. The music does follow the life cycle of salmon. It starts with the eggs dropping. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dabba, ding, 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 ding. Moves along, and then the strings start swelling as they grow, as the salmonlet grow and start heading out to sea. And then there's this vast ocean music as they're becoming adults far out at sea. And then the mad rush up the river to get back to their that one scented spot. All the strings stop, and there's a very short, emotive piano piece that is the decomposing of the salmon. And then it brings back more eggs, and the life cycle completes.
Bushel's background in salmon is simply a result of living in Homer. Salmon affects all of us in the community, whether we work in the industry or dip net China Poot, he said.
It is. It's a fascinating story, the life cycle of salmon. And I love it, and I just heard it musically, and that's what I did.
Johnny B was classically trained in music as a child and influenced by jazz, rock, and pop. His composing and performance urged him to attend the Berklee College of Music in the late 1970s. After Boston, Johnny B. performed and composed music from his van with a piano in 49 states and parts of Canada.
That was how I got up to Alaska back in 1979. I was in Boston. I had just finished the Berklee College of Music, and I put a piano in the back of a large step van and traveled the country and actually performed in all 49 of the states, 48 of the contiguous states. And then some guy said, you haven't done anything until you've made it all 50. So I came up to Alaska in 81, and that's when I met Sharon. And for our honeymoon, went to Hawaii and I played there. So I played it all 50. But yeah, I came up in 81 with a piano in the back of the van.
Swift Swimmer has received international independent film attention and has been shown at numerous events. Most recently, in mid-January, the film received a semi-finalist award at the Edinburgh International Film Festival.
What I love is that it's showing people around the world the importance of salmon, keeping our waters clean. It is showing off Homer Opus, because Homer Opus has put together the most wonderful program of music education. And there are people around the world now that know that in Homer, Alaska, all these kids are learning music. And as for me, it feels good. It's a pat on the back, because I put a year's time into writing that music. And so this is my way of getting my pat on the back, and it feels good.
Bushel says next for him is composing a piece about Denali. He says it's something he's been wanting to do for a long time. In the meantime, you can also find him performing in various locations in the community of Homer, often at the cannery. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
This is KBBI AM 890 Homer, 88.1 FM Seward through translator K201AO.